ladies and gents, this is your host Gio for another edition of the LWYM podcast. Now, today, let's get into a little bit of my post-Grammy thoughts, right? No, not post-Granny, post-Grammy, that's right, the award ceremony that is held annually to give this golden vibraphone to musicians for outstanding achievements in songs and albums and concepts and so on and so forth. It's an annual celebration, and they make a huge thing about it, and they invite all of the latest and the most cutting-edge musicians. And yes, I do watch bits and pieces of it because I am a musician, and I like to see, you know, who wins awards, and there are certain bands that kind of intrigue you, and you want to see if maybe they did well. But really, more than anything else, I tuned in this year to see, I guess, what would be the latest shock value, so to speak. You know, every single year you've got now, it seems like the Grammys, instead of becoming a typical award ceremony, a gala ceremony where certain individuals and bands are celebrated for their breakthroughs and contributions to music, now it's become more of a show. It's become more of a spectacle. And someone might say, well, Gio, you yourself have given in to the shock value. Well, no, not really. I know that there are a lot of you out there that also watch this show. And if you haven't and you never plan on watching a Grammy show, well, then this might still interest you, because it's not this, what I'm speaking about you for you tonight, it's not technically about the Grammys. It's simply about something that's more important. And that is how this generation employs shock value to get your attention. And someone might say again, well, Gio, obviously they got your attention and you yourself submitted to the shock value. No, I know what they're up to. I know what they do. But the reason that I watch it is so that I may be informed of what is actually going on in our culture. And therefore, I can modestly defend our posture, because it seems like now, especially in the Academy Awards, the Emmys, the Grammys, everybody now seems to enjoy taking shots at Christians and taking shots and trying to bring down and to destroy moral value, to destroy ethics, to destroy what we know that is godly and true. And yesterday there was more of a manifestation of the very same at this award ceremony. The reason that I bring this up is because now it seems like in the last couple of years, Lady Gaga has become a staple of the shock value entertainment that many people get out of the Grammys. Decades ago, it used to be Madonna. Madonna made inroads in the music industry by her shock value of really putting sexuality, promiscuity out in the public eye and making it musical, so to speak. So people loved, and to this day, they still love Madonna. I mean, I've been in situations where I've spoken things about Madonna where I've said, you know, Madonna's music is junk, to be honest with you. And people have literally gotten offended with me. Now, some people might say, well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and they might love Madonna, but Madonna's lyrics are lacking. And Madonna's lyrics are pretty disgusting, if you ask me. The same thing with Lady Gaga. I think she picked up on this value, that shock value, shock entertainment, will actually garner attention and garner an audience. And she does the same. During the Grammy Award, in the pre-show, she came in an eggshell, a custom-made eggshell with half-naked individuals. And when the show started, she played her latest tune. I forgot what the name of it was. It doesn't even matter to me, because it's, you know, she's so what she preaches through her music and what she teaches is so sinful and lawless that it really boggles the mind that people are loving her music. But anyways, and basically the song is trying to send the message out that no matter who you are, whether you're bisexual, homosexual, transsexual, heterosexual, God made you this way, so enjoy it. And this is what people are tuning into. The same thing with Katy Perry, for example. Katy Perry released a song, I don't know if it was a year ago or a year and a half ago, somewhere around that time frame, where the lyrics say, I kissed a girl and I liked it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this music has no artistic value. It has no merit. It has nothing that is complex. in which it would make you want to listen to the music in order to enjoy the virtuosity of the musicianship, or the lyrical content in and of itself doesn't lead you to think, to ponder on certain issues. No, this is simply to attract you, because they understand that these are topics that are hot button issues in our society. And if they can get the youth of today to listen to this kind of a music, because youth nowadays are looking for libertinism in order to get away from moral standards, from what is good, what is acceptable before the eyes of God, that now they can garner an audience, and this is what they do. So therefore, they give themselves to trying to put out and create shock value, shock entertainment, and this is what they call it. And the reason that I bring this up today is so that you can understand and know and guard yourself in the future from this. When you see that there are people like this, like the Lady Gagas of life, the Katy Perrys of life, the Madonnas of life, the Britney Spears of life, any of these people that dedicate themselves to doing this, to exposing sexuality, to exposing things that are out of where they should be in a godly manner, understand that they're trying to vie, they're trying to buy your soul, they're trying to buy your mind, they're trying to buy your heart. And you must be very careful what you give your attention to, what you listen to. This is exactly the reason why they want to trap you in. Imagine all of the headlines before the Grammys. Whoa, we've seen Lady Gaga come in here in an egg. What will she do tonight? So all of a sudden, everybody's standing right in front of their TV sets wanting to see what Lady Gaga is going to do because of the shock value and because of the show. By the way, have you noticed that the music that they're presenting now at the Grammys, it's not even any longer about the music. It's all about lyrics with a dumb little beat and maybe a bass part here and there. It's not music anymore. It's basically a little rhythm, a little dumb rhythm with some lyrics. And really what music has become nowadays, it's more about the show, about the pyrotechnics, about the videos, about the choreography. It's no longer about the music. Anyways, I thought I'd interject that. Going back to what I was saying, now they've got you glued to the TV. Why? Because now you've got this entertainment value. You've got the shock value. Oh, what is she going to do next? What is he going to do next? What's the next thing? Let's tune in. And right when they have your attention, right when they've got you, then they are able to minister to you, so to speak, or give you or feed to you the venom, the poison that they themselves have written or that they produce, and therefore give it to you. Because this is what their belief systems dictate. This is what they believe that they should do, that they should promote a, you know, supposedly good cause. And this is how they do it. They attract you via the shock value. And the reason I bring this up, once again, I know it may be redundant, but I hope that you will get this and understand this in your heart. The reason that Satan does this is because he wants your attention. And these very people who are agents of the devil would use this to attract you. And therefore, then they can begin to interject into your life, into your heart, into your mind, these evil, anti-biblical, anti-Christian, anti-God message. And therefore, you begin to adopt them. And you begin to believe them because the beat is catchy. Then the rhythm, the beat is very catchy. The lyrics you don't even pay attention to because they've got you hypnotized with the rhythm, with the beat. But the lyrics are being fed. Now you're singing the lyrics and you're saying, wait a minute, how am I singing this now? Because you listen to it so much. Now you begin to repeat those lyrics and say them once and again, once and again, once and again. And now you're starting to buy into the garbage that they are trying to get you to buy into. And therefore, you're no longer following biblical statutes, following God's commandments and statutes and his mandates and his recommendations for us. Now, you're following what a person in the world, a person who is out in the music industry, one who wants to give you a vile message and make you indoctrinate you, now you're adopting their point of views, which is contrary to everything that the Bible is teaching. So, a word of advice. Next time you hear or see something that is of shock value, whether it be video games, whether it be music, whether it be a movie, you already know what angle they're going to come from. Why do you know this? Well, because you see how society operates. Satan operates through society by basically in trying to infiltrate a nasty, vile, sinful message. You already know what it's about, so there's no need to check it out. Someone might say, well, Gio, you checked it out. Again, I reiterate, it's so that I can bring you this message today diligently so that you may be aware of what is going on in your surroundings. It's important that you know, and it's important that you understand, and I find this important to reiterate this, that Doesn't matter the shock value. It doesn't matter what they're trying to minister to you. You must always know beforehand what it is that they're trying to feed you and make sure that you have the necessary defense to protect yourself against those vile messages, those satanic messages. And how do you do that? Well, simply by abstaining. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope that you will continue to join us for future podcasts and you want to download any previous podcast. Visit our website, lwm.org. And if you are in the Miami vicinity, we hope you visit us every Friday, 8 p.m., 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami. Until next week, may the Lord shine his face upon you. God bless you.